Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Scouting Hot Finds Radio. This is Jason Spangler, the Santee Swapper, your host. This is episode 74 of the radio show. It's only been about 18 months since episode 73. I know you haven't missed us any. Taking a long break, get into that story maybe another day to explain what happened in the last year and a half that kind of threw a wrench into the plans of being a regular podcaster. But I am proud to say we're getting the show back on the air, and hopefully this will become a weekly show that people can listen to. Tonight's show is all going to be about eBay and listing fees on eBay. If you are selling on eBay or you're thinking about getting into that, one thing that you can't ignore is eBay fees. And actually, I had a couple of questions and just in the last week that kind of prompted me to use this as a show topic. I had a question from Nick Wolf and also another guy named Michael who was talking to me about whether or not an eBay store was right and also about all the different fees with PayPal and eBay and listing fees and final value fees. And so when I was driving back from vacation yesterday, I actually listened back to the last episode of the podcast. That was episode 73, and it was actually on selling fees. That was published not long after a big eBay spring seller update that changed the way stores were done. And so I did a whole show about that. And I realized that a year and a half later, there's actually been a lot of changes. Things have changed, and so maybe it's time to kind of update that topic and give people a background as far as what are the fees and maybe considering your situation, what you should do. Now, just to give you a little bit of backstory, Scouting Hot Finds is a brand that I started back in 2009. And since that time, it's grown to become an email newsletter that I send out to thousands of scouting collectors all across the world, probably, I guess. Been doing that since 2009, and probably about 2012, near as I can remember, I decided I would launch a podcast that you're listening to now, Scouting Hot Finds Radio. That podcast went on for a couple of years. I wasn't really doing it every week. It was maybe every other week, sometime once a month. So in this relaunching of the podcast, my hope is that I can do it once a week, keep it to a 30-minute time limit. That should kind of keep things nice and tight, make it a little bit more manageable for me. And hopefully I'll have some features in here, some interviews with different collectors, things that'll be kind of interesting to you. So let's jump into tonight's topic. Why are fees important? Well, just to kind of give you an example of why you need to pay attention to eBay fees, I have a pretty large eBay store. Mostly everything's in the scouting memorabilia category of eBay, so that's collectibles. I've got over 8,000 items in my store, and you can find it if you go to this URL, www.patchblanket.com. But over there, I've got to keep an eye on fees, because as a large seller with an anchor store, this might scare a few of you. It scares me every month. But my eBay fees are typically north of $750 a month just in eBay fees. That's not even including what PayPal scrapes off the top. So keeping an eye on fees has always been a big concern of mine. Another reason why we need to look at fees is there's great differences in what eBay charges store subscribers versus those people that you might kind of describe as being on sort of the standard plan, just regular sellers that do not have a store. I'll give you a small example of this. Someone who does not have a store, in certain situations, they might end up paying 10 times as much as I do to list an item as a fixed price listing on eBay. Certain circumstances, that is true. That math is true. So you need to kind of keep an eye on this. Make sure that you're either subscribing to a store that's at the right level for you or just understanding how you can try to save money, because that's kind of the name of the game with eBay. Is they have this great marketplace, great platform. It's evolved a lot over the last, I guess, 20 years now, but it still costs a lot of money to sell on that site, and you got to pay attention to your fees to make sure you're not going to get yourself burned out. So let me jump right in and talk about a couple of different things just to start this off and kind of lay out this idea. One is the idea of auction versus fixed price listings, okay? So if we're going to talk about eBay fees, we need to kind of define that. You know, auctions are the classic thing we like to think of with eBay. This is what you would do if you had kind of a rare, one-of-a-kind item, maybe something where the value couldn't really be established, and so you wanted the auction format to help establish the value. Or it might be something in high demand where you've noticed that other items like this are selling, but they're getting a lot of bids and a lot of attention from bidders, and so the auction format might be best for that. The other alternative is to list something as a fixed price listing. A fixed price listing, that's better if something has like a consistent price. Pretty much if you know what you want to sell it for and other items that are similar are listed on eBay at similar prices, you can just put that item up for bids. It's there for 30 days typically before you need to renew it. And you can run a fixed price listing, of course, for less than 30 days, but that would make a whole lot of sense. Auctions are typically going to be 7 or 10 day listings. So you have kind of those two formats that most people are going to list items, either auction or fixed price. Let's now talk about the next piece of this that we need to understand, and that's getting into the fees, listing fee versus final value fees. So the way that eBay is going to make money off of you from using their platform is they're going to charge you these two different types of fees. A listing fee is what it sounds like. It's a fee that is charged when you launch the listing, whether that be an auction or a fixed price. And then a final value fee is when an item sells, you're going to be charged a percentage of the total sale price, including whatever you have charged for shipping and handling. That's going to be your final value fee. Now, one of the reasons why I'm doing this show is there is a big difference in the listing fees among people who have certain types of store subscriptions versus those who are just standard sellers. Things are pretty consistent with the final value fees. Just to give you an example, the final value fee, and I'm mostly tonight going to be talking about the collectibles category because that's where I live in. The final value fees typically are going to be 10% of that final sales price plus the shipping and handling. However, if you have an eBay store subscription at any level, that fee is going to be 9%. So as I'm going forward tonight, if I'm talking about whether or not you should have a store versus just remaining with the standard situation as a regular eBay user, I'm not going to talk about this again, but I just want you to remember that the scale is slightly tipped in favor of having an eBay store by virtue of you having a 1% discount on the final value fees, which, you know, maybe if you're doing small-time stuff wouldn't really make much difference. But if you're someone like me who's maybe, you know, $700, $800 in eBay fees, 1% kind of adds up. So that would be something that I would appreciate and look out for. So what I want to do tonight is mostly focus on those of you who might be selling, 100, 200, 500 items, no more than 1,000 items. That's probably the bulk of my listeners that would tune in to Scouting Hot Finds Radio. So I mostly want to talk to those folks and help you understand what the math says that you ought to be doing about getting a store subscription or just sticking with the standard plan. So what I've done as part of my show prep is I've just kind of run all the numbers, came up. I like playing with Microsoft Excel. So I've come up with this big Excel chart that kind of tells me where I think the different breakpoints are. So to begin this, let's just basically throw out there are four different sets of examples I'm going to use tonight. Standard, which is what I'm going to use to describe a eBay seller that does not have any store subscription. So standard is the term that eBay uses. The first level of store subscription is basic, premium, and then to anchor. For the purposes of my math, I am going to assume that if you are serious about selling on eBay, then you would go ahead and take advantage of the discount that eBay will give you if you lock in a yearly subscription. So that is a little bit of playing with the numbers here, but it's what I would do if I was going to be serious about eBay. I would go ahead and plug myself in. They give you a really significant discount if you'll go ahead and lock yourself into a one-year commitment. It's about 20-25% savings month to month. And so just to give you a small example of this, at my level, I have an anchor store, and so the regular monthly price would be $349.95 per month. But if I go ahead and commit to a one-year rate on that, then they will reduce that down to $299. So essentially a $50 savings. So that adds up. That's $600 in a year. So I'm perfectly willing to take that discount. A little bit different on the basic store. The basic store, if you're going to go ahead and lock in for a year, it's $19.95. And then a premium store jumps up to $59.95. So again, let's just review these real quick, lay them out for you. Basic store, we're going to call it $19.95 per month. That will get you 250 fixed price listings included and, at least in the collectibles category I know, 250 auctions included in that price. You don't pay any additional fee for those. Premium store is your next level up. For $59.95, you get 1,000 free fixed price listings per month and an additional 500 auctions included in that price per month. And then anchor stores, which we're not going to talk about too much tonight, that goes up to 10,000 fixed price listings included and 1,000 additional auctions included. All right, so let's kind of play with the numbers. If you start off and you're looking at these, how this breaks down, a lot of the people listening right now may be on sort of the standard plan. They don't have a store subscription. And so I really want to speak to those people and tell them that you might be surprised how, I guess what I would say is maybe it makes a lot of sense for you to consider getting an eBay store depending on how much you list. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers, but I'm also going to tell you that there is a nice little calculator that eBay has built. It's called their Fee Illustrator. I played with it today and getting ready for today's show. You can find it at ebay.com/Fee Illustrator. And with that Fee Illustrator, you can actually plug in your hard numbers, and it will tell you exactly what the cost would be depending on what kind of store level you want it to be. So that's kind of your ultimate cheat sheet. And after listening to my show tonight, if you're still trying to weigh this and decide what to do, go to that website again, ebay.com/Fee Illustrator, and that will plug in the numbers for you and tell you what you should do. Here's the math that I crunched. If you're talking about fixed price listings, there are some breakpoints where you would want to go ahead and either subscribe to a basic store or subscribe to a premium store, depending on what you're doing. Now, with the standard, starting at kind of the bottom, with the standard regular seller, no store subscription, the deal is you get 50 free auction style or fixed price listings. Not both. It's 50, whether you do one or the other or a combination of the two. You get those at no charge. So pretty much if you're going to sell less than 50 items a month, or I should say list 50 items a month, then obviously a store does not make any sense for you. You need to stick with that free option that eBay gives you. But let's assume that you're going to be a little more serious about it. You've got some inventory that you want to get up on eBay. Then the next thing you want to know is, at what point does it pay to go ahead and pluck down the $19.95 per month, get the basic store, and get those benefits? Well, essentially what my math will show is that if you get up to about 65, 67 listings per month, then the breakdown is going to tip you to where you want to be in a basic store. And I can give you some examples of that. So say, for example, fixed price items, if you listed 100 fixed price items in a month, you would pay $30 a month for the standard rate. However, if you had a basic store, which includes 250 listings baked into it, then all you really have to pay is that, let's just call it $20 fee, the $19.95 fee, and you're good. So already at 100 items a month, if that's what you're listing, you probably need to go ahead and get a basic store because it's going to save you a good amount of money. Just give you a couple of examples of how that gets even bigger. Let's say that you're listing 200 items a month. If you're listing 200 items a month at fixed price, if you have a basic store, that's going to cost you $20 because it includes 250 items in your subscription. But if you don't have a basic store subscription and you're just on the regular plan, you're not getting any discounts, then instead of paying $20 a month in listing fees, you're going to pay $60 a month. Yeah, I don't like that math. That's three times as much in fees. And the whole idea here is that we don't want to pay fees. So that, just keep that in mind, is that kind of the break point again is anywhere around 65 to 70 items. If you're listing more than that, then you really probably ought to think about getting a basic store subscription. So the sort of sweet spot for a basic store subscription is anywhere between about 100 and about 450 listings per month. You probably, the basic store subscription, again, that $19.95, is going to be the best choice for you. That's kind of your sweet spot. If you get up to 500 or more items per month, then you definitely want to switch over and upgrade to a premium store. That premium store is going to give you 1,000 items per month, but here's the catch, and this is what may not be so obvious. The break point at which it actually costs less to sell is not 1,000, it's actually half of that. At 500 listings per month, you would actually be better off subscribing to that bigger premium store because your fees are going to be less, okay? And again, I said we weren't going to talk much about the anchor store, folks, but I'll just go ahead and give you this number. Essentially, the math is if you list more than 3,000 items a month, then you'd want to subscribe to an anchor store. And again, that's just based off of the fees that they're going to charge you for listings. It's going to cost you less to pay that $2.99 a month fee for your anchor store than it would be to be in that premium store and just pay for the extra listings. So again, that's sometimes a little counterintuitive. That's one thing that came out in this research I was doing that I wanted to share with people. Now, auctions are a funny animal. So far I've been talking about fixed price. Auctions are a funny animal because a couple of years ago, eBay instituted a policy that said that if an auction actually sells, results in a sale, you won't be charged a final value fee. And so that's a little tricky to figure out what is the math on that. So in my math that I did here, I didn't really include the auctions very much. Most people, when they run auctions, they're going to run a lot less auctions than maybe the fixed price items that they have. And so it's a little tricky there. Suffice to say that someone who does not have an eBay store, you're going to be very handicapped. Even the basic version of an eBay store gives you 250 free auctions per month. That's a pretty significant amount. I'm an anchor store seller, and there's some months that I don't have 250 live auctions running. But if you did not have an anchor store and you ran 250 auctions per month, that might cost you as much as $75 in listing fees. And again, that math doesn't work because for $75, you could have a basic or a premium store subscription, and all those would have been included in your price. So you need to take a look at that. All right, let me kind of wrap up this part of the rundown of the numbers by giving you some examples. And I'm just going to kind of use a seller one, seller two, seller three, on down. Seller number one, this is kind of your small potatoes seller. In a typical month, seller number one is going to list 25 auctions all month now. I'm not talking about per week or something. In an entire month, 25 auctions, fixed price listings, 100 fixed price listings in an entire month. That person should have a basic store. And that might be talking, again, to a lot of the people listening to this show. The way I run the numbers there, 25 auctions, 100 fixed price listings, a basic store would cost you $19.95 versus paying the regular fees that someone would pay. You'd end up paying just a little bit more, $22.50, if you were on the standard plan. So right there, you need to go to a basic store if that's what your plan is. Now let's double those numbers. Let's say that instead of 25 auctions, we have a guy selling 50 auctions. Let's say instead of 100 fixed price items, we've got 200 fixed price items. So basically, a seller number two is going to be selling about 250 items a month on eBay. Well, if they're locked into the basic store, they're all they're going to have to pay is that basic store rate of $20 a month. If they weren't on a store, The standard fee would be $60 a month. Not so good. No reason to upgrade to a premium. You're not there yet. Stick with the basic. All right, double those numbers again. Let's say seller number three sells 100 auctions per month, 400 fixed price items per month. So now they're up to 500 items with a little bit of a mixture of auction and fixed price. At this point, you still would be better off on the basic store rate. Now, you've gone over your free listings and what's included, but at this price point, if you have those 500 listings as I've described them, your listing fees are going to be about right at $50, and a premium store costs right about $60. So you're still in a sweet spot where the basic store is going to be best for you. Again, if you're the standard person and you don't have a store at all, you're paying about $135 in fees for those 500 listings. So you're kind of paying a stupid tax is what I might call it, because you're not looking at your numbers and you really need to be subscribing to a store. All right, double that again. Let's not even double it. Let's just say seller number four is going to have a little bit more, 150 auctions per month. Maybe that would be described as, you know, not quite 50 a month or 50 a week, maybe 40 auctions a week, whatever that would come out to. 600 fixed price listings. You then would have a premium store be your best bet. $59.95, it would all be included, whereas a basic store would now cost you close to $90 in fees if you had that. So that's kind of the math as it works down. So just to kind of summarize this again for everybody, essentially you need to have a basic store if you're selling more than 100 items a month, definitely 75, 80, you ought to take a real close look at it. If you get up to over 500 items a month, you need to take a hard look at getting a premium store. And then the trip over to go to an anchor store is going to be somewhere around 2,700, 3,000, somewhere in there is where you need to be, okay? And that's what we're going to do. Now, one thing that I want to do in Scouting Hot Finds Radio is I want to use this also as a platform to help promote people who are sponsoring Traderese. And so I've already lined up a guest that I'm going to dial in who is hosting the first Tradery of the Year 2017, and that is Chris Jensen of Streamwood. He's hosting the South Carolina Tradery coming up. So I'm going to attempt to call and dial in Chris and get him on the line and let him talk about his Tradery.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good.
All right, we've got about 7 minutes. We're going to talk about the South Carolina Tradery.
Are we on right now?
Yeah, we're on, man.
Cool. We're going to have a good tradery. I just counted up the number of tables got reserved, and we're at 85, and I've still got some people I know are going to reserve, and so we're going to hit well over 100. This will be a good one. We've got enough stuff to fill a 10,000 square foot gymnasium, and everything's on track.
Tell us about some of the special kind of unique things that you do at your tradery, Chris.
We've been running this tradery since 1990, and since about 1991, we've always had a lot of stuff, you know, like pretty much nonstop silent auctions and the occasional live auction. We'll typically run through between 700 and 1,000 separate lots that have been prepared in advance, and you know, everything from minimum bid a quarter dollar or $5 on up. And we try our best to price the minimum bids low enough to where the vast majority of the stuff sells. Okay. We also have a free pizza party, 6 o'clock on Friday night. Everybody that's there gets to eat pizza, and doesn't matter if your kids are adults or table renters or not, you eat all the pizza you can handle. And that just means you don't have to leave, go find some place to eat and turn around and come back and, you know, uncover your table. So if just somebody walking in for the first time at a tradery shows up, everybody's there. Nobody's out getting something to eat. And we typically get rolling about 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm generally setting up tables about 2 o'clock on Friday, the 13th, January, and we run until about 2 to 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then pack up and get out of there. We got people so far from 18 states, which should be a good one.
That's impressive. So if someone's looking on the map, kind of give them an idea of where easily South Carolina is.
Well, we are halfway between Atlanta and Charlotte, and we're about an hour south of Asheville. So if you're looking at the state of South Carolina map, we're about as far away as you can get from the coast and still be in the state of South Carolina. Pickens County, where Easley is located, is borders on North Carolina. And you can see the Blue Ridge Mountains from our wonderful town of Easley.
And talk a little bit about the facility. It's a wonderful facility that you've been holding your tradery at for several years now.
Yeah, we've been there now 6 or 7 years. The Easley Rec Center is a nice location for us in that they give us the keys early and we get to set up and be ready for you guys when you get there. It's funded by the city of Easley's 2% hospitality tax for all the meals and hotels in town. But they built it primarily to serve the people of Easley. It's about 300 acres of soccer fields, baseball fields, frisbee golf, and they have a, I'm trying to remember the exact title of it, but it used to be called the Big League Baseball Tournament there. So the national or international championships for the 15 and 16 year old boys in baseball are held there, something like the Little League World Series, only older boys. And it's a big deal. It's on ESPN, and they built it, and you know, it's sort of like if you built it, they will come. Well, they did. And anyway, it's a nice place to hold it. We're about 18 miles from Clemson, so a lot of the kids that come to the game being watched over by college recruiters, and they stay in the dorm sometimes, and they stay with local families. And so, yeah, they've built a very nice location that's used by the community and also by people like us having a Boy Scout tradery or a Lionel train show or something like that.
And you've also got a really nice tradery hotel that all of us like to stay in with a good hot breakfast and a really reasonable rate. You want to mention those folks as well?
Yes, the Quality Inn in Easley has always given us a good deal, but it's $57.50 a night plus 11% tax for to help fund the local stuff. But nice hotel, good meals, you know, a couple miles from the tradery site. And if you come early, they'll still, you know, give you that same rate. If you stay late, they'll give you the same rate. And anyway, they've always taken good care of us there. A lot of traderies you go to, hotel rates are well over $100, and it starts to get a little difficult, but you know, to justify going to some of these traderies because of the prices over the tables and the prices of the hotels and just, you know, getting to and from the tradery. So we try to keep it reasonable. Speaking of that, the tradery tables are $25 for inside and wall tables are $30. People are just walking in. If you're an adult, you pay $3, but you get free pizza. Boys coming in, are free, you know, 18 and under. You don't have to be in uniform or anything like that. And the boys this year are going to get a scout bucks. So you'll get $10 worth of scout bucks to be used at Streamwood's tables, and you can pick out anything you want from the bins. Anyway, so if you got a troop or you got some boys that want to come along, they got something for nothing. They'll get some stuff to go trade and have fun.
That sounds great. Chris, we got about 20 seconds left. Tell us about your website where we can find the flyer for the tradery.
Streamwood.net, www.streamwood.net. And main page has got a button to click for the tradery. Just click there and you'll get the whole flyer and map and all that kind of stuff.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Good. Have fun. Hope to see you there.
Okay, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.